development was going. Who knows if you're getting a contract extension, who knows if whatever's going on here. It's, I don't know, how do you look at the whole thing?
Well, I mean, obviously that's, all that kind of stuff's up to management. Darcy to do his job and importantly to make the team as best as possible. And myself personally, I still got another year on my contract, and I'm really looking forward to changing the guard, and hopefully we find a way to turn these next seasons into winning ways. And that's something that you have to go through a little bit of failure before you can have success. And I'm a really big believer in grabbing the experience that we grabbed from this year.
Mike's been in this locker room longer than you have, and he just said, look, one thing we have to find a way to hold ourselves accountable. He said, I don't think that's been there in the past. And he goes, we really need to find that if we want to be successful. Do you agree?
Well, accountability and playing the right way is, leads to success. And I mean, you look at it, I think we beat all the top teams, or pretty much all the top teams this year. We struggled against teams that were below us, or I guess you'd say, in the same boat as us. And for us, we see glimpses of greatness and things that we can be in the future. But accountability-wise, of playing that way on a consistent basis is a huge thing. And it turns those young guys into being professionals in a hurry.
Yeah. When you get traded,
Well, I mean, I know they had struggles, obviously, the year before, but it wasn't never fair for me to comment because I wasn't a part of that team with those guys. This year was obviously a different breed, shortened season, coming off the lockout like it was. You look for success, and when you're not having success, there's changes made in a hurry. And I've seen that in my career many times already. I've experienced losing brothers and seeing management and coaches change. That's just part of the business. That's the business of being a hockey player. We expect that, but the accountability is in the dressing room. When the dressing room and the team's not performing on the ice to certain standards, that's when changes are made.
Were guys not in the proper condition when this season started in your mind?
Oh, I don't think conditioning was ever a factor. You had, 10 months to get in shape, so I can't imagine anybody was in bad shape starting the year. I mean, guys were playing in Europe, even guys like myself that weren't skating. I thought I prepared myself to be ready to go, and skating with the guys like we did 2 weeks early, even that stuff gets you ready to go, and there's no excuse there.
Do you think inconsistency is just simply a repercussion of youth, and the fact that you're beating the top teams, as you said, is a sign of a lot of potential?
Oh, for sure. I mean, inconsistency has a lot to do with, it goes from everything, preparation, youthfulness in the dressing room, all those kind of things. But it's you're getting a chance to play in the NHL. And we have the chance every single night. You go out there and you be as professional as you possibly can, but it's learned over time. I mean, it's not 10 games in or 100 games in. It takes a lot of time to continue to know what kind of pro you're going to be and bring it every single night. And you're going to start seeing a lot of these young guys start taking that next step to continue to be better.
Who do you see in that young group as guys that can be leaders?
Well, there's a guy like Webby, I think, has really taken a huge step for himself personally. I mean, it's tough to see Robin Regier go, but you got a guy like Webby that can play the same similar type of style, battle, compete, shows a lot of these young guys what it's going to take to continue to battle through adversity throughout his career already. And I mean, you got great players in here. I mean, you got a first-year guy like Marcus Foligno that, honestly, in the future, I mean, he's got captain material written all over him, the way he handles himself already in his first year. And I mean, you go down the list, there's a lot of really high-end skilled guys that'll continue to push for big roles next year.
I know they put Mikhail next to you here, and he's 18 years old. There's a lot of things that have to change, and it seems like they're almost saying to you, hey, Steve, help this kid out. I mean, whether it's mentally, whether it's way he prepares, all sorts of things that it takes to be an NHL player. And are those the things that you're going to be helping with down the line?
Well, I hope so. I mean, I had some really great leaders when I was young. I mean, I had a guy, Bill Guerin, take me under my wing when I was in Dallas my first 2 years. Brendan Morrow, Mike Modano, Stewie Barnes took me as well. And when you have great leaders like that, it really does pay dividends on a young guy. And if I can be half a leader to those guys, to some of these other young kids, I think I've done my job. And that's something that, accountability-wise, I would hold myself accountable to help out whoever it is.
What lies ahead for you in the summer? A lot of maintenance?
Yeah, you know what? I'll probably have to get something fixed, and that's kind of the style I play. It's always, you know, you always have the battle wounds at the end of the year, and for myself, you know, finishing up with the doc, we got to figure out our game plan, but probably be on the shelf for a little bit anyhow, and then once the season starts, we'll be ready to go.
Anything personally that'll be a highlight of the summer?
Yeah, my big highlight of the summer, I'm getting married July 5th to my fiance Erica, and you know, it's I'm really looking forward to it, obviously, you know, especially that right now there's not much to get up for, and that's something that I'm really looking forward to.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Steve.